Back in on 96.5 The Fan, your home for breaking news for Kansas City sports. If you've missed it or you just took that first yawn in the morning in your car, like, God, I hate Wednesdays.
Or you're just like thinking, did I really hear that?
Yeah. breaking news out of the NFL world, DeAndre Hopkins traded to the Kansas City Chiefs from the Tennessee Titans for a fifth, could be fourth round pick. Sources all over it. Ian Rapoport, Adam Schefter. It's actually their name, so it's official. But yes, DeAndre Hopkins is a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. We go to the text line.
Oh, God.
Where we can only go. Because I love, literally love, not loathe, love the text line. I feel like they are part of my people, part of my family. Whether some of these people like me or not, it is what it is. I don't.
We all have weirdos in our family, I guess, huh? No offense, text line, but when you hear some of these, you'll understand.
From the 913. Guys, way too early for this energy. Shh. Okay. Like literally spelled out shh with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 H's.
If you want quiet, there's an AM station for you.
Another one. Holy bleeping F, you guys. Then another one. I mean, fresh off the press, right out of the breaking news cycle, from the speaker to the phone to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line sponsored by the group that you just heard Bob talk to you about, Jay Southland Tow. He's old and washed. It's not that serious.
Okay. He's probably the same guy that like is complaining that they didn't do anything. Have you seen that meme on the X, formerly Twitter, with like the guy with the stick poking the thing and says, do something, right? Like, that's that guy. That's that guy. Do something. Okay, they did something. Well, that's not good enough.
Do
something else. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the guy that they got. As we've laid out for you and gave you the background on everything and how this came down in the first segment, I don't have a problem repeating it over and over again this morning because a lot of people are coming on board. They're tuning in. They're tuning out. The Chiefs this morning acquired DeAndre Hopkins. They got him for a fifth-round draft pick. The organization is very excited. They're going to utilize him in the red zone. He's going to be a reliable guy, a veteran type of player. There's no contract due after this season, so they didn't have to give up a whole lot in acquisition costs to get him, which if you're Brett Veach, why do you want to trade your draft picks, right? How valuable have draft picks been for Brett Veach here in Kansas City? The guy's cashed in like a king's ransom on draft picks around this town. So you didn't have to give up a whole lot for DeAndre Hopkins. Cooper Kupp would have acquired him for, they were talking like a second round draft pick. Nobody's giving up a second round draft pick for Cooper Kupp because the Rams continue to float that information out there. And then you would have to pay Cooper Kupp $20 million next year with the free agencies of Justin Reed and Nick Bolton and Trey Smith. And then the fourth year coming due of Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis when you start talking with them about new contracts. And so if you went out and got Cooper Kupp, you would have given up a valuable draft pick that was way too high for Cooper Kupp. You would have owed him $20 million next year, and then that would have impacted re-signing your own players who, quite honestly, all five of those guys that I mentioned are better at what they do than what Cooper Kupp is at wide receiver in the NFL.
I'm not here to decide who's better or worse or like what it means. I'm here to like let people know what the Chiefs did because a lot of people are like, weren't you guys the ones saying you didn't want Hopkins? First off, let's not get words out of our mouth. Hopkins was not high on my list.
Right. He was not number one on my list.
And I'll be honest with you, because I will always come clean. But I will say this to you. Darius Slayton, Deontay Johnson were the two on my top
Absolutely.
Of my list.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. Those guys are still available.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the Chiefs are done. Because now the text line just flooded with, what if he gets hurt? What if he gets hurt? Well, he probably doesn't play.
Well, look, you can say what if he gets hurt about everybody in this league.
And that was my concern. Like, if I'm being real, like, that was my concern because they had said something or we heard, like, some sort of report.
His
that he
knee
had, like,
was
slight,
banged up, right?
Slight MCL thing and that he was playing through the injury.
Right.
There's two things that go into that. Yes, there is probably a chance he can get hurt. That's fair. He was not a guy that I was super high on the list, but he's a move the Chiefs have made that where – you can't have both sides of it. People that were super negative, like, are they going to make a move? Buffalo did. The Jets did. What are the Chiefs going to? Their receivers are hurt. They need to do something. They did something. They went and got a big name.
Yeah.
They made a big splash. Now, the other thing about it is, I don't think Brett Veach, who values trade picks, would do this with them if he didn't think that there was a good chance he could play through this injury.
Right.
Right. And that's where I'm kind of at on the line of this, because one thing I can fully tell you that I can admit is that whatever Brett Veach does, I
support.
Well,
because there's three trophies that suggest that.
Yeah, that's where I look at it. Like the text line doubting Brett Veach, right? Who are you to doubt a man who's constructed three Super Bowl winners in 5 years here in Kansas City and is on the precipice of getting another Super Bowl trophy and becoming the first organization in NFL history to three-peat, right? Who are we to sit there and go, oh, this isn't a good move? Like, I love the passion that some folks have. But I also have to tell you to step back a little bit, because if you can find a move out there other than Breland Speaks that bothers you about Brett Veach, bring it to the party, because this guy is basically batting 1,000 when it comes to making moves and trades and whatnot for this organization. Some work out obviously better than others. Some don't work out. It happens in every organization. But Brett Veach is a guy that is sitting on top of the mountain right now looking down at everybody else, and 99% of his moves work here in Kansas City. And so this isn't one where you're looking at DeAndre Hopkins coming in and having to be your number one offensive weapon for the next 5 years. You're looking at DeAndre Hopkins on the 23rd day of October, and you're saying to him, can you get me through 2 more months of the regular season and 1 more month of the postseason? That's all we're asking DeAndre Hopkins to do. And then at the end of the season, much like a lot of these guys that have been in-season acquisitions, you say, see you later, the guy who played for the Ravens that came in here and played defensive line for a hot minute. And, you know, we've seen these guys come across the board a lot. You come in midseason, you play a little bit, and you move on. No harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. And if you win that third Super Bowl, nobody's going to be caring about the fifth or the potential fourth round pick that you gave up for DeAndre Hopkins. This is more about getting somebody in here that can be reliable for Patrick Mahomes, give somebody that can take some pressure off of the tight end right now, and give you somebody that can score in the red zone. This is a guy that's capable of doing all of those things. And that's why he was a guy that was acquired today by the Kansas City Chiefs. You're not asking him to go out there and go for, 1,500 yards. You're not asking him to go out there and score 17 touchdowns. You're asking him to be a reliable piece to a puzzle that has other weapons in it. And again, we have a really pretty good running game right now. Pacheco is going to come back. Hollywood Brown, they're anticipating in December coming back. All of a sudden, for the stretch run of the season, December and January, you could get Pacheco back, Hollywood Brown back, and now you have DeAndre Hopkins into that mix. Who's telling you no? Who doesn't like those options that are there? And oh, by the way, Travis Kelce comes alive in the postseason as well, too. So we've got ourselves a good thing going on right now. I guess I don't understand the loathing and the self-pity that some people on the text line have. He wasn't our number one choice. No, but he's still a good choice and makes you better and gives you something you did not have. And for me, that's a win.
I'll tell you this. I'd rather have DeAndre Hopkins on one leg than Sky Moore.
Oh, God, yeah. Right, yeah.
I'm sorry that's a shot at Sky Moore. I apologize to the Lord himself for saying that negativity on that man. But I will tell you this, people that are against this or are already in the negative mindset, like he'll probably just get hurt, I really am interested to watch a Chiefs game with you. I would love to watch.
No, I wouldn't. That's the negative guy. Nuts. Yeah, that's the negative guy we talked about yesterday.
But when I tell you,
Chiefs fan, how can you be negative?
Especially, I just don't understand it. Like, I'm super confused, which that's not what it's about. But no, breaking news, DeAndre Hopkins, not Deshaun Watson, is a Kansas City Chief. I think he was so excited he dropped a different name.
Did I say Deshaun Watson?
Twice.
Oh, I did?
it's fun. No, it's fun. Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins comes to Kansas City. Somebody did say finally Mahomes has a 6'4 target. He's 6'1.
Yeah, so, he plays like he's 6'4.
But plays, yes. You know, and got big hands.
Huge hands.
He's big hog, which means leadership. And Patrick Mahomes has a veteran wide receiver. And again, like, here's the thing. What do you want to guess? Maybe on average 6-7 targets a game?
Yeah, I think that could be a little much. I'm thinking,
I think that's a good sweet spot.
Yeah, I guess. Yes, targets, you said, not receptions. I would say what he did last game, 4 for 54 and a touchdown.
Well, last game it was 1 for -2, but before that.
Like, and again, this guy for the last couple of years of his career has played with Levi's. He's played with Kyler Murray. He's played with some really dog quarterbacks out there. Now he gets the opportunity to play with Patrick Mahomes, right? And I always get excited about that kind of stuff. Like when a receiver goes from ass to Mahomes, it drastically changes what they do as well, because the ass quarterbacks mm-hmm. can't get the ball to the receiver. Now you got Patrick Mahomes, who knows how to throw an oblong ball in a spiral and hit somebody between the numbers. And that's so right. he's not running for his life like the other quarterbacks that DeAndre Hopkins had. So I'm excited about the potential with this. I think it's really cool that this organization that's won two Super Bowls in a row isn't sitting back and going, well, we've won two in a row, you know, whatever happens. Again, it goes back to what I've been telling you since July and whenever the schedule came out. The main goal for this team is at all costs go out there and win that third straight Super Bowl and three-peat and put themselves in a different type of stratosphere than everybody else. And that's a move today showing you they are committed. Like, as a Chiefs fan this morning, getting this news about DeAndre Hopkins should make you so effing happy to get out there and get hump day going and get Wednesday going, like give you a pep in your step for the rest of the week. We all suffer the midweek lulls, right? Dusty was going through a little bit yesterday on Tuesday. A lot of people like, oh, Wednesday, just get me over the hump till Thursday. I woke up this morning thinking it was Thursday, realizing it was Wednesday, going, oh, it's only Wednesday. And then DeAndre Hopkins falls into our lap and I'm like, sweet, the NFL week is starting off great here in Kansas City. We got a guy that we can rely on in the red zone, take some pressure off of 87, be a guy that can be a Sammy Watkins type receiver, and we owe him nothing at the end of the season and we have to give up a fifth round draft pick. Let's go, baby. This is a good day to be a Chiefs fan.
Diana Rossini, who might have somebody wrong from the Kansas City Chiefs given her information, but this is right. According to her, the Rams and the Chiefs discussed Cooper Kupp, but the Super Bowl champs needed to trade with a team that was willing to take on a large chunk of the salary and didn't want to give up high picks.
That's exactly right.
Tennessee is the team willing to play ball.
Correct. Which is, you know, which is what we, I don't know if I tweeted that out yesterday, but unless the Rams were willing to eat a whole lot of dough and take a lesser draft pick, the Chiefs weren't parting with him, because with all of these guys that are up now at the end of the season, your Trey Smiths, your Nick Bolton, your Justin Reed, and then Karlaftis and McDuffie, I hate to break the news to you right now. Don't expect a lot of spending in free agency this year. The draft is going to be free agency for the Chiefs this year because they have those five guys that are available to be paid. And I would rather sign all of those guys to contracts than wait around in free agency. So when March 17th rolls around and the Chiefs don't sign anybody from outside the organization but keep all of their guys locked up here in Kansas City and then use the draft as their free agency, that's the expectation this offseason. I'm just laying that out there right now. So when March 18th rolls around and somebody signs some half-ass quarterback to too much money, don't lose your mind, because the Chiefs free agency this year, because of the guys that they have due, are going to be the guys that they prioritize, and then the draft is going to be used as that free agency for the Chiefs this year.
Albert Breer says the Chiefs and Titans are still working out the details of the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Not fully done yet. Likely will have condition tied to playing time in Kansas City winning the Super Bowl again to take the pick from a fifth to a fourth, with Tennessee picking up about half of his salary. How does it make you feel?
That's great they're picking up half the salary, because as the salary cap is a myth, cash is a real deal.
Yeah.
So you can get somebody else to strike a check for you. More important, go ahead and do that. Something the Rams were not willing to do with Cooper Kupp, and it makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference when you're giving somebody a player and you say, yeah, we'll eat some of this money in order to move him on. That's a big relief, a big, big cash relief for the organization as well. And that's a good thing because it keeps more cash on hand to go out and sign Karlaftis or Trent McDuffie or Justin Reed or Nick Bolton or Trey Smith or whoever you want to sign that's currently, you know, without a contract after this season. You go out and you can take care of business. This is a good day for the Chiefs. What a great move by Brett Veach, honestly. Like, to get a fifth-round draft pick and to get Tennessee to eat money for a proven wide receiver that you only need for basically 2.5 months, let's roll, baby. Let's do this.
Yeah, for a proven five-time Pro Bowl receiver who, in my opinion, is still a top 20 guy in this league, and I know a lot of eyes widen when they hear that. This is a guy who had over 700 yards in 9 games played just two years ago. He had over 1,000 yards on a bottom three Tennessee Titans offense with Will Levis, a broken Ryan Tannehill, Malik Willis. He had over 1,000 yards with that offense. By the way, for the text line freaking out about him, the injuries, he's played less than 15 games twice in his career. One of those seasons was because of a suspension. This is a guy who plays through injury.
Hasn't played 15 this year, though.
Yeah, hasn't quite played 15 games. You're right this year. I know. So sad. But Hopkins is a guy who's going to get open quickly. He's going to know the offense. He knows how to sit into his zone. Great hands. As you guys know, this was like my number one pick.
Yeah, you wanted him all along. Yeah. So here's how it works, okay, with this. Like, We're excited about it. You know who else is going to be excited about this? Those cats in that locker room right now. You don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to bounce in there today like a little kid on Christmas morning? Hey, we got DeAndre Hopkins. That adds to them, right? That gives them an extra added boost of adrenaline. And when DeAndre Hopkins walks into that locker room, all those NFL players are going to look around and go, that's DeAndre Hopkins. Like, they know who that guy is. They know what he's capable of doing. They know his track record. They know that they can rely on DeAndre Hopkins. There's no wondering, or who's this guy from the Carolina practice squad we got? You know, like, this is a legitimate player that's being added into this offense, a legitimate playmaker that can go out there and get the job done at a high level and has shown that he has the track record to do so. And again, give me 2.5 months. That's all we need. I hate the injury conversation at times. Oh, he could get hurt. We talked about the injury this week, and I'm like, yeah, it's not my number one choice because of the injury type stuff. But every player on every play in every NFL game is susceptible to injury. That's just the way the league is right now.
Yeah.
And always has been, I guess you could say.
If you missed it, DeAndre Hopkins traded from Tennessee to Kansas City. Fifth round pick, could become a fourth. How does it make you feel? 913-586-7965. Melvin, you've been on the line for a while, so go ahead, man. You're on the air.
Hey, Dusty. Hey, Bob. Look, I understand that nowadays these podcasts, everybody needs content. But I know Dorsey was the one that drafted Mahomes, but from all indications, Veach was the deciding factor in that. And once Veach made that decision to draft Patrick Mahomes over a two-time defending national college champion, Deshaun Watson, look at that decision now. We're three Super Bowls in. Deshaun had all those incidents off the field. So everybody needs to calm down and have faith in these boys. We all are just armchair quarterbacks. This is what they do for a living.
Yeah, you're right. Preach it.
Andy Reid is a 10-time championship game coach, maybe 11. So we need to calm down and have belief in them, because I've been a fan since 67. I remember the first Super Bowl. I waited 50 years for this. And if I, and plus, Dusty, you might know me from your after-hours program. I was the blind man. I was contacting. I was texting you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But we need to just calm down and have faith in the four-time Super Bowl champion Chiefs. We're going for three in a row. But don't forget, we already have four championships. And these boys are the best in the business. Thanks for taking my call.
Melvin, you're 100% right on this, man. Like, we're not talking about Scott Pioli making a move here. We're not talking about Todd Haley making a move here. We're talking about Brett effing Veach making a move here, who's done nothing but win super effing bowls. So I'm with Melvin on this one. These guys got a track record. This isn't Joe Shane making a move. This is a legitimate general manager and head coach making the move. And if Andy didn't think this was the right thing to do, Andy ain't allowing Brett to do it.
It's not anything except three simple things for me today, what this does. It lets me know how damn serious the Chiefs are, not only at an undefeated season possibly, but a three-peat.
Right.
Three-peat number one. So three-peats, how serious they are. They went and made a move. Number two, they realize they're writing on the wall. Like, they realize that they were injured and injured bad.
Yeah.
Three, you got a guy that fits in this offense perfect. Like, this is Rashee Rice. This is Juju Smith-Schuster. This is who this guy is.
Juju's probably going to be out longer than expected, too, now.
Fine. He'll go on the IR and miss four games because he'll have to. But this is the guy that you're not going to. You have Xavier Worthy for the guy that everybody wants to see come back to Kansas City, which was Tyreek Hill, who I think a lot of people miss that type of offense. But this is the guy that is the six-yard dig route to the outside, plant, turn, catch, first down. This is the guy, third and four, AFC championship game against Baltimore, and you need a big first down, DeAndre Hopkins. This isn't the guy that's going to go out there. Now, could he do what Juju did that one game? 8 for 7 for 130? Possibly. Is that your expectation? If it is, I mean, God bless you. I love your tenacity. But this is the guy that is, you know, 4 or 5 catches a game on 6 or 7 targets a game, and he's going to have anywhere from 40 to 70 yards, maybe a big touchdown in the red zone, also helps your red zone. And so far, the moves that they've made, Kareem Hunt coming to this team, has ended and solidified one of their problems, which is scoring the ball in the red zone close on the goal line. Kareem Hunt had 2 touchdowns last week, could have had 3. DeAndre Hopkins is that guy, 6'1", sure hands, some of the surest hands in the league. Is he a little banged up? Sure he is.
So is everybody at this point in the season, though, too.
Sure, but something had to have been done in order for Veach to bring him into Kansas City. So you get your sure guy that Mahomes loves to have, the 6'1", trusted hands. Your team made a move when they needed to make a move because everybody and everyone, I know for a fact, when they saw Juju go down in that game last week, they said, all right, you got to go get somebody. Now, maybe there were some people out there who was like, just run 3 tight end sets and run it with Kareem Hunt and do all that. Realistically, everybody was like, they got to do something. And they did.
And they did.
And they're showing you how serious they are. And I know that doesn't take a lot, but they are serious. And they do want to get this three-peat. And they know what this season means. And we're 2 weeks away from the trade deadline from yesterday. And they made a move today. And who says they're done?
No. And that's the other thing. They may not be done. They will probably continue on and try to figure out more ways to upgrade this roster. And when this is all said and done, I think we're going to look back and go, how important of an addition was DeAndre Hopkins to this offense? Like, you know, people lose their minds over what happens in March, but it's these moves that are made during the season that upgrade your roster. The Kareem Hunt addition, the DeAndre Hopkins addition right now, the Mike Pinnell addition. I always go back to that. A big, big, big in-season addition the first time that they won the Super Bowl, how big he played for them along the defensive line. There are guys that are added in every year that turn out being huge difference makers for this organization. And that shows you really, to me, the tenacity and really the ability of Brett Veach as a general manager is that you're always looking to get better. It's not easy to get better during the season in the NFL. You got to wait for other teams to admit they suck and fall out and be willing to eat money and all this kind of stuff. And to be able to pick up a player of this magnitude, to be able to pick up a player with this kind of name, with this kind of street cred, is very important at this part of the season, because now the players inside that locker room, they're a lot like us. They now believe even more than what they were believing in. Even at 6-0, there's been a lot of debate from a lot of nitwits out there talking about other teams being better and all this kind of stuff. The Chiefs are sitting here at 6-0. Now they go out and DeAndre Hopkins adds into the mix. They're feeling good about themselves. Patrick Mahomes is feeling good. The offensive coordinator and head coach are feeling good right now. The GM is feeling good right now. We should all be feeling pretty good right now. It is a very, very nice piece. But again, you've got to keep your priorities in line. If you think DeAndre Hopkins is going to come in here and be a $120 receiver and 2 touchdowns every game, your expectation will never be met. It will absolutely 100% not be met. But if you have the expectation of him being a reliable guy like Sammy Watkins and make plays like Sammy Watkins made, then your expectation will be met, and that's what this team needs right now.
Did you consider threat for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 660, dig routes are in breakers, not outs. My bad.
I'm sorry, what?
Dig routes are in breakers, not outs.
I don't care.
Sorry.
Thanks, Coach.
Hunter, good take luck us to this break. Go ahead. You're on the air, Hunter. Go ahead.
Dusty, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I love the move. It's such a low draft pick cost. I mean, we're not picking up Kadarius Toney, right? This is a certified wide receiver for a low cost. And it's not Juju Smith-Schuster, who just can't stay healthy. And it's not Cooper Kupp, who's just a bag of bones. This is a certified wide receiver, as you guys said, who has played consistently throughout each of the seasons. So I think it's a pretty easy move to make, and I think it makes complete sense. We have to trust that Brett Veach.
Absolutely. And to sit there and think about not trusting Brett Veach makes my mind hurt. Like, my brain is in pain when I hear people not trusting Brett Veach. This isn't Scott Pioli.